For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Robin Miner Swartz of Lansing was a contestant on Jeopardy during Christmas week, and she won two games before a Christmas Day defeat. I spoke with Robin about the experience and the ABC Jeopardy! The Greatest of All Time competition that starts tonight. We had you in to preview your appearance on Jeopardy! There were things we couldn't talk about in that interview. Now we can. You won a couple of times, so congratulations. I wanted to ask you about your time there a little bit more that we couldn't talk about in that earlier interview. What happens between games, that kind of stuff? What happens after your final appearance when you're on Jeopardy! As a contestant?
Well, let me first start by saying I am so grateful that I grew up in the WKAR studios because the least of my worries was being in a television studio. Mm-hmm. And that, now looking back, is something that was a big issue for a lot of people. There were some stage fright, not like Cindy Brady freezing up on camera kind of stuff, but people who were uncomfortable in a television studio. It was like working the auction. You know, I was in my element. It was great. So that part I loved. It happens so fast. We have a long morning of previews and prep work and practice. When they shoot that first game, it's in an instant. My name got picked. I was in the first game. We went out there and started recording. I won. The floor director called me champ, which is my favorite thing that has happened. And they led me off stage to change clothes. I was back in under 15 minutes. It might have only been 10 minutes. I had a change of clothes. They retouched my makeup, put the mic back on again, got us up at the podiums, and we were back and running. So when I talked about how I really didn't remember a lot of the experience, it's because everything was such a blur. It was so quick.
When do you get paid, or have you been paid?
Not yet. The paperwork we signed says it's about 120 days after the show's air.
All right. So, and I forget the amount you won.
$29,400.
To the penny.
She's got it memorized. Yep.
That's great. One other reason I wanted to have you back, Robin, was to talk about this special that's going to be on ABC starting Tuesday night, Jeopardy! The Greatest of All Time. Let's talk about the format, first of all. It starts at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. What do you know about the format?
I know that they've got to win three matches to be able to win this whole thing, and there are two games in each of the hour-long slots, so it's a little bit like NBA Finals, I think, for them, but it's a total point score, I believe, across the two games in each of those hour-long slots, so it's a little more complicated than being able to run some good boards and win a game.
It's my understanding that the winner gets $1 million and the other two get $250,000. And so with this format, it'll be at least three nights and could be as many as seven on ABC, all on prime time.
Yeah, that's a really lucrative spot for them. But the hype that they've got surrounding it, I think they're definitely going to get the viewership to back it up.
And unlike sports, these are not live. They have been taped already, as I understand it.
Yes. In fact, before my show aired, I was talking with one of the contestant coordinators getting some of the paperwork for the press coverage. And Glenn said, I'm off to the airport to go pick up Ken, Brad, and James right now. So, yeah, they've taped these.
All right. Ken Jennings, Brad Rutter, James Holzhauer. From what you've seen of them as contestants, what strengths do each bring to the game? And do you notice any weaknesses, I guess, in any of them?
Well, speaking from experience, I know the weakness that comes with age is reaction time. But and that's where James has the advantage. He's the youngest. He's the freshest player in the bunch. But with age also comes experience and life experience and wisdom. So there's more information in your brain the older you get because you've encountered more things. I think it could be a pretty evenly matched game in terms of knowledge, but you have to figure the buzzer into it every single time.
I wonder if they'll toughen up the questions.
I've heard they have.
Okay. Care to predict a winner?
You know, I don't, because I'm not rooting for any one of them. I'm just excited about this format and being able to watch more Jeopardy and watch it in kind of a different way. I know that there are a lot of people for and against all three of them, so I think the fun place to watch this game is going to be on Twitter.
Two-time Jeopardy winner, Robin Miner Swartz. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. I like the sound of that.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.